In Australia, when we think of rural communities, the stereotype is of the rugged male farmer. But today we're recognising the role of women in enhancing agricultural and rural development worldwide. It's International Rural Women's Day. It's estimated that a third of Australian women live in rural and regional areas, and they're critical, of course, to the livelihood of those communities and the agriculture sector as a whole. Two women who understand firsthand the important role of women in regional Australia are Susan Bauer and Pip Job. Susan grew up on a beef cattle property near Singleton in New South Wales, and that's where I got my start in radio, incidentally, and is now the head of agribusiness at Westpac. And she joins us now from her property in Singleton in the New South Wales Hunter Valley. Pip is a beef farmer and mother of two and a recent winner of the National Rural Woman of the Year Award. She joins us from Yeovil in the New South Wales Central West. Susan, Pip, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning.
So, Pip, last month you were crowned Australia's Rural Woman of the Year. Tell us about your day-to-day life in your part of the world.
Well, each day I get to wake up to the rural settings that we have of agriculture, and I get to get my kids ready for school and head off to the little rural village of Yeovil, which has a population of about 250 people. And then I get to go to work for the Little River Landcare Group, where I help farmers to improve the way that they manage their landscape and their farming businesses so that they can improve their agricultural production.
Obviously, you're doing it well if you've crowned Australia's Rural Woman of the Year. What came into that victory?
Well, I'm just passionate about what I do. I love working for my community, and I love making a difference to the place where my kids are growing up. So I inject that passion into everything I do, and I guess the award recognised just the things that I'm passionate about.
Good stuff. Susan, you grew up on a cattle property in Singleton. What was your experience as a woman on the land?
Well, I was very fortunate when I was brought up in the Hunter Valley. It's a great part of the world, God's country, as I like to say. But, you know, one of the things that we learnt very early was, you know, the equality within business and the important roles that both men and women play within day-to-day business. I think one of the cornerstones for me was education was fundamental to everything that we did, and I think that's one of the most powerful tools that anyone can have. And I think you never, ever run out of the capacity or the ability to learn, so never stop learning. I think every day, like Pip, I get to wake up and I go to work, and I work in an industry that I love, in Australian agriculture, and I get to work with people who want to achieve some great things within ag, and Australian agriculture's got a really bright future, and I'm very fortunate to be able to support people to go on that journey.
And what is the essential role of women in that journey?
Women are a pivotal part of that journey. They're pivotal business managers. They're leaders in their community. They bring diversity of thought, not only just to business, but also when we look into the boardroom, in the corporate structure, they're ones there. They're really stepping up and they're making a difference. You know, but not only that, from a business perspective, they're a fabric of the family. They keep everything together as well. So they wear many hats. They wear very important hats day to day, and there's always going to be an ever-increasing role for women in Australian agriculture. They're financial decision makers. They know the drivers and the levers to pull within business and also community to make sure we keep growing a stronger, profitable and sustainable industry.
Pip, tell me about this social program you've been developing over 6 months, addressing some of the struggles faced by the family unit as a whole on Australian farms.
Yep. With my work with Little River Landcare, I've seen over the last 10 years the need for the social challenges that farming families are dealing with to be addressed. And often social things are very hard to deal with, and we tend to naturally sweep those sorts of things behind the carpet and leave them until they reach crisis points.
So what sort of problems are you talking about?
Well, we're looking at things like mental health, succession planning, family communication, the impact of isolation and solitude, business illiteracy, and the lack of passion that we seem to see in families these days after things like droughts and economic fluctuations and challenges like that. So my project's looking at how to develop a tool that can be used by farming families to assess which weaknesses they may have and then help them plan forward so that they can manage them and turn them into strengths.
Well, you've just summarised all the really critical issues, haven't you? Isolation, succession, which business succession, which carries such a unique and emotional distinct flavour on the land compared to city-based businesses. Business awareness, you know, you can be the finest, you know, wool grower in the valley, but it's the rules of business still remain the same.
That's right. And agriculture is different as it has been in the past. We need to be very business savvy now, and we need to have sound decision-making processes that mean that you can make a decision that has absolute rigour and that you are informed about what impacts there could be economically, socially and ecologically behind those decisions.
Is it kind of a shame that it's not just good enough to be a good farmer anymore?
Look, I think that's a romantic concept, but the reality is that agriculture is business. It's part of the agribusiness, and you know, our world is driven by different mechanisms these days. So we have to step up to that plate. We have to be professional in what we do. And if we can have that thinking, then farming families will actually be socially far more happier. And you tell me a family that doesn't want to be happy. Everyone wants to be happy.
Certainly do. We're with Susan Bauer, Pip Job, both with us on RN Breakfast. Susan, the head of agribusiness at Westpac, and Pip Job, a beef farmer, 2014 Rural Woman of the Year. How critical is land care for the livelihood on farms? And can it transform properties? A question for you, Pip.
Look, I think land care has a unique role to play today. It's an organisation that has meaning. Well, its meaning is different right across our nation, whether it's locally or regionally, and coastal-based care is different to what we do out here in agricultural regions. But land care in this area means how do you balance productive agriculture with our environmental ecosystem services, and then how do you mesh that into our rural communities and our farming families? So it's about achieving balance so that the concept of sustainability is actually ingrained in everything that we do. So the role that land care plays on that footing is critical behind agriculture, but it's also important about how we bring our communities together. We're the social fabric, because we've often lost a lot of the other social and community-based organisations that sit in rural towns these days.
And Pip, you've had some rain, I understand?
We have had an inch over the last 24 hours, and it's absolutely magnificent.
Not much, though.
Look, beggars can't be choosy. But no, an inch out here plays a huge role. That'll get all of our grasses pumping. It'll help the crops that some people have already started a very early harvest in this region. It'll help the haymakers. And, of course, it'll help, you know, just put some moisture back in the soil profile. So we're all very, very happy. It's very needed.
How long since it was the last inch?
Well, the last decent drop of rainfall we had would have been maybe 2 months ago. We were lucky here to have a very good autumn, early winter, but it had certainly dried off significantly. So it's a saving grace.
And Susan, you work with a lot of women like Pip. How significant is the role of women in the business side? I mean, with Westpac obviously taking such a keen interest in that, banks traditionally have a bad name among farmers.
Look, the role of women and the role of everyone in Australian agriculture and in agribusiness these days is just critical. We've got outstanding and courageous leaders like Pip that are really stepping up to the plate, and they're actually showing what can be great opportunities that are in Australian agriculture for all of them these days. I think one of the things that we look at Westpac, and we work extremely closely with our customers and industries, is ensuring that we've got a really solid and detailed understanding of everyone's business, and that allows us to support them so they can be agile in capitalising on opportunities as they arise. So when I look at Australian business and Australian agribusiness in particular, there's some really exciting opportunities for Australian agriculture and product on, you know, the domestic market, but also globally as well. So it's people like Pip that are stepping up, they're leading our industry, they're adopting technology, they're adopting business savvy techniques within to their business, and they're the ones that are going to be the key drivers, and they're also the role models for the next generation of people coming through, which is really exciting. And when I look at what we support at Westpac, and in particular Rural Women's Award, the Future Farmers Network, pivotal part around supporting the next generation of people coming through. And we also supported an initiative with MLA this year called the MLA Challenge, and that was all around driving profitability and sustainability in the red meat industries. And that was all around the next generation of people stepping up to the plate and showing what they're made of and showing how much they're really willing to commit themselves to be business people in Australian agriculture and take advantage of those premium and niche opportunities that are out there for our industry.
Okay. Susan Bauer, thank you very much.
Thank you, Fran.
Susan, the head of agribusiness at Westpac, and Pip Job, thank you very much. Pip's the Farmer of the Year, the 2014 Rural Woman of the Year. Today is the UN International Day of Rural Women.